preparing emergency responders for another oil spill. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. There are close to 70,000 miles of underground pipelines in Michigan. These pipelines carry all kinds of materials around the state, things like natural gas, refined petroleum, and crude oil. Mark Brush reports on how emergency responders in Michigan learn about the pipelines in their backyards.
For the most part, we really don't notice these pipelines. That was true in Michigan until one summer day 3.5 years ago.
Calhoun County is now in a state of disaster as a layer of oil coats the Kalamazoo River and continues to move downstream.
The Kalamazoo River oil spill was the worst inland oil spill in North America. It took Enbridge Energy 17 hours to realize they had a broken pipeline. The people who live in the area were the first to realize there was a problem. It was a Sunday night, and the first caller to 911 complained of a, quote, very, very, very strong odor, either natural gas or maybe crude oil. The gas company and the Marshall City and Township Fire Departments were dispatched to check things out. They were looking for a natural gas leak. They didn't find one, and they went home. More people called in to 911, but the dispatcher said the fire department had already been notified. Federal officials that looked into the spill said the emergency responders showed, quote, a lack of awareness of the nearby crude oil pipeline. Carl Weimer heads up the watchdog group Pipeline Safety Trust. He says spill investigations all across the country turn up a similar theme.
That's a loop that keeps playing throughout the industry, the fire marshal saying, we had no idea we had these pipelines in our community.
Weimer says regulations require that pipeline operators reach out to emergency responders. They have to provide them with instructions for what to do in case of an emergency. But Weimer says there's a problem.
The flip side of it is that oftentimes we've seen where companies really have tried to do that as hard as they can, but they can't get the attention of the local communities. There's a regulation that the industry has to communicate with the local community, but there isn't any regulation that the local community has to pay any attention.
The federal investigation into the spill showed that Enbridge Energy had followed regulations. They held training sessions with emergency responders earlier in that year. But that information, for whatever reason, was not top of mind when the spill occurred. The call to Enbridge didn't come from the fire department or the 911 dispatch system. It came from a consumer's energy worker looking for a gas leak the next morning. Steve Richardson is with the Michigan State Firemen's Association. The group supports firefighters and emergency responders across the state. Richardson says, in his experience, most fire departments are aware of the pipelines running through their communities. He says they get mailers and the pipeline companies host training events. He says things have changed a bit since the Enbridge oil spill.
And one thing I have noticed, just personally, it seems like there's more from the community at these events. When I first started going, it seemed like it was mostly just the fire service that I was involved with. And now you're seeing city council people, county commissioners, things like that.
A spokesperson for Enbridge Energy says they're doing more to try to reach out to people along their pipelines. Steve Richardson admits that for small fire departments, keeping up on the latest information about the pipelines in their backyard is not always top of mind. They've got more immediate concerns, things like house fires and car accidents. And here in Michigan, more than half of the fire departments across the state work with an all-volunteer force. And Richardson says it's not easy keeping them going.
Yeah, it's a struggle, and you hear that from everywhere. And a lot of the struggle, too, is just personnel.
Richardson says the number of emergency responders across the state has been continually dropping. And that means there are fewer people on the ground who can step in case of an emergency. Pipeline spills don't happen all that often, but as we know in Michigan, when they go, they can go big. For the Environment Report, I'm Mark Brush.
The cleanup of the Kalamazoo River oil spill is still going on. You can learn more about this on our website, michiganradio.org. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.